I'd like to record a few more sonnets from my first book of poetry. These are written in 14-line decasyllabic sonnet structures, but in a kind of Miltonic sonnet rather than in the rhyming sonnet. So the idea is to concentrate on the idea rather than on the technicality of it. So this is the first one. It is an experience of mine when I was working as a 17 or 18 year old in Aladdin factory in Swansea Valley just before starting college. And in 1968, Prague was invaded by some tanks, and so I wrote this sonnet in about 1987 or not. 1968, Prague Spring, Aladdin Factory, Aftwen, Swansea Valley. Beaten minutes, dancing light on a dark, machine-clad time. The giant hammer pounds the sun apart, a metallic burst of photons from the blinding welding torch, and violent child has risen to be man. The stink of trick is all at hand to wipe the greasy lies from pristine parts of life, moulded in the pressure, in the heat of premature spring. These tanks are small. From them are built commodities that crush the crowd. In its place, light and time are fugitives, skeletal, ashen people that avert their eyes and ears. Now, as the shallow tide of hope recedes, the morning shift begins. This one is about a collier called David Harvard, or Di Harvard, Harvard cousin of mine. After a coal mining accident of the late 50s, and he got a big gash in his arm, so first aid was applied with iodine. I remember that vividly. David Harvard, after a coal mining accident of the late 50s, written in late 1991 at Ithaca, New York. We went to help Di Harvard clean his arm and Modigliani in the gallery of black time, statuesque and abstracted against the unfamiliar light of day. Stuck like a brack pastiche, deep to the bone, a signature in iodine and blood were bits of crushed coal dust, all mixed with flesh, swaddled, a Bedouin in bandages. Di was quiet, a swath of life that the Reaper had carelessly allowed to stand. Di was always quiet, almost never did he open his heart except to smile. That was years ago, the name Harvard need not be soiled now by a primitive's daub. this one is about a friend of mine is called Royston Rogers. When I was growing up in Clycan Park here, written again in 1991 at Ithaca, New York, and is written about the time that I first went out to the United States to work at IBM in October 1986. Royston Rogers, a boyhood friend in Clycan Park, written late 1991 at Ithaca, New York. Cloud menaced, north iced Hudson pushed the tide past Yankee Stadium, where Tommy Farr still stands, between the burnt out Bronx and Yonkers in jet black. Lagged time, whirlpools, blank concrete eyes. They'll boot you there, degrees and all, he'd say. away from highways, furious cataracts, the seasick Hudson, then a coral-rimmed pool, the eyes of storm then sparking firefly clues. We hide under stones, fish-like, we are quick or dead, he'd say. Joe Lewis could really bang. Those that go to chapel don't care for me, I see too far, far on a wind-blown day, as he wandered, echoing eerily, time's torrents smashed him so very casually. So this one is about football match I saw in the late 50s when Swansea, that then called Swansea Town, were matched against Arsenal in the FA Cup and beat them 1-0. So this is Swansea Town 1, Arsenal 0. Late 50s, written in Charlotte, North Carolina, 1992. Herbie Williams scored a goal with his hand. A loan of 30,000 at the bench, I saw him, and Swansea Town won the game. This was cheating, as bad as cooking prac, bad as stealing Betty Caulfield's crystals when mine would never leave the liquid state. Thick and bad as the mud of Passchendaele, and the 30,000 crosses of woe. Supplicating alone to the gods of reason, the idols of chance passed me by on the transatlantic road to wisdom, and they swam with the stream the other way. Be that day the idol of the crowd warned me not to think too much aloud. Oh, this one is was training on the Iffley Road track at Oxford. That track is was then a cinder track situated just at the backs of Oxford, backs of the colleges. And I walked down from the PCL across Magdalen Bridge to Iffley Road every day to do my athletics training. And one day, Bannister, Brasher and Chataway were there, just running on the track before it was torn up to be a tartan track. Bannister did the first 4 minute mile there at Diffley Road, 3:59.6. Says that on being beaten by Bannister, Brasher and Chataway, Iffley Road, Oxford 1975, written at Charlotte, North Carolina, 1992. When Bannister, Brasher and Chataway shouted to get the hell out of the way, they still fancied the Olympic 5000, breaking 13 minutes at Iffley Road. Concealed by thick fog from Magdalen's scorn, and the spires that laughed and shook with fun at our perennial circumlocution. Anyway, this is what they thought that they should do to become ministers and masters, breathe life into Britain again. The rutted, blazing sun, UNCC, circumlocution and the stagnant eye, tired the ideals, old, new world bellow, listen to me, you're not at Oxford now. And these were sonnets written at Ithaca, New York, 1998. That's the site of Cornell University. I worked at Ithaca at the Cornell Theory Center, started by the Nobel laureate Ken Wilson. Upon seeing a photograph of a slate tip at Pistinyog, written at Ithaca, New York, 1998. If it were merely winters, black and white, shuttered, caught, netted, sketched, smelt of the dark, if bromide were really beehive cells, dwelling among these lashing grains of slate, reassuring, beguiling it would be, a trade-in of graining, silver for life, millennium of talk for a slate quarry, poor people for arrangements of stone. Where are they, the bright triskels, gold bright as the first light on Ferstiniog, desiccated and made dry with all time their abstraction and camera channel. It was not black and white, nor shades of grey, their blood was red at the end of the day. And this one is a coal mining sonnet. I recall looking into the entrance of a Nixon drift mine in the 1950s and telling myself, this is about as far as I want to go down a coal mine. So I recalled that in Ithaca, New York, 1998. And it goes as follows. On peering into the entrance of a drift mine, Nixon Colliery, late 50s, written at Ithaca, New York, 1998. I am the Lord of the Flies. This is my cave. You will be the carrion that they feed on for 3 hourly pennies, each killing day. The dirty putrescence of a Friday shall eat your wages like a methane storm in the black back garden of the empire. Don't think, boy, that you can escape me. My black eyes are like the seams before you, useless for seeing. The day wasn't here. The flies gather around me in galleries, driven by the smell of death they firefly. Briefly they will live and suddenly die. Out of the way, boy, there's a dram coming. Didn't you hear just now the sirens sing? So I think I'll end this section on sonnets by one sonnet on mountaineering is to do with some fellow students at Aberystwyth in the 70s and 80s. We used to go mountaineering on Carnedd David, Carnedd Llywelyn in Snowdonia, and Snowdon itself, called yr Wyddfa, and also in Glencoe in Scotland, on a mountain called Antrone in Gaelic, a troing in Welsh, which means the nose. So it goes as follows. On hearing the way down, I don't believe it, laughed O'Donovan. The Rossa of the Western world was cold. The gods had only just let him come down to grab his supper full of beans and bold. Hall was worried earlier in Pinlimon's blizzard. He had sensed nothing but sorrow. A local deity whitewashing us into dancing skeletons. So he knew. Someone had thrown the Hebrides away. Someone had minimized the human sway. The piper of Glencoe was there that day and captivated the sun on Antrone. I heard no stream to guide me back to ground, but I saw that up there the gods abound.